Welcome to Delivering Miracles, a podcast to teach women like you tips and strategies on how you can have a safer pregnancy so you can bring home a healthy baby. I'm your host and your high-risk pregnancy expert, Farijat Deshpande. I can't wait to chat with you. Recently, Princess Kate shared a refreshingly honest perspective of motherhood by saying that nothing can really prepare you for the quote-unquote sheer overwhelming experience of being a mother. And she says, and I quote, "It's right to talk about motherhood as a wonderful thing, but we also need to talk about its stresses and strains." And I read that and I went, oh my gosh, I cannot love you any more than I already do. And now I have found a way to love you even more. She's so right about this. Motherhood, you ask any mother, is amazing. It's life-changing. It's magical. It's wonderful. It is so rewarding and so incredible, but it's so hard. And for some reason, it's not okay to talk about that, but we need to talk about that. And as you've been listening through all these episodes of Delivering Miracles, we talk about all the things that people think we shouldn't talk about. So this is going to be one of those. So I want to share with you, before we dive in, things that I never knew about motherhood before my son came home. And these are things I wished somebody had told me, although looking back, I don't know that I would have fully believed somebody who told me this, but here we are. This is what I learned trial by fire, and I know I'm not the only one that's learned this for sure. Number one, the person who coined the term sleep like a baby never had children. Babies don't sleep. Babies don't sleep. They don't sleep at all. And oh my God, that was a huge wake-up call. Now, it was a little different for us at the beginning because my son was a micro preemie. And so we were kind of on the other end of the spectrum for a little while where we were always waking him up. But really, to an extent, for most kids, there's no such thing as sleep like a baby unless you want to be considered an insomniac, because that's what babies are. They never sleep. The other thing that really took me by surprise, showering is such a luxury. I never appreciated a hot shower until I had my son at home. And I also didn't realize that new moms don't shower every day because you don't have time every day. I had no idea. The first week or two when he came home from the NICU, and I think I showered maybe once or twice that week, and I was like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I figure out how to do this very basic thing of showering? And it wasn't until I connected and talked to a bunch of my other friends who also had babies around the same time. They're like, yeah, no, we don't shower either. There's no time. I said, oh, wow. Okay. I guess it's not just me. I've also learned how to inhale my food, which I miss chewing and swallowing and really appreciating food, but there's no time again. And so if it's between taking care of the baby and eating, well, I at least can't go without food for a very long time. I get so hungry that I become non-functional. So I learned to inhale it. And so I've stopped tasting my food, which I'm really trying to undo now because that would be really great. But the really big thing that struck me and is something that I tell my friends now who are becoming first-time moms is that your baby's going to cry as if you are neglecting and torturing him or her. But that doesn't reflect on your ability as a mother. And I know it can hit a really, really raw nerve, especially if you're alone, when you're sleep deprived, you're exhausted, and you just want the crying to stop. The baby's going to try to make you feel that way just to get your attention because they need something. But it does not reflect on you and your ability, your capability, and what a good mother you are. There is ample opportunity to blame yourself when you're a new mom, wondering what you're doing wrong, why you can't figure it out, why is this so hard, how come everyone has it so much easier, why is this simple thing not working? But the truth is that new motherhood, new parenthood in general, is that hard. Even if you have an easy delivery with a healthy full-term baby to bring home a couple of days after your delivery, it is hard. Which is why I'm so excited for today's guest, who's going to shed some light on how to ease this transition into new motherhood and how to manage these first few weeks without feeling like you're going crazy and all of a sudden you can't do anything right. Because you do know your baby better than anyone else, and you are a good mother, and is helping you set up for this transition to be as smooth as possible is going to help you remember that even in those craziest of moments. Adriana Lozada's background is multi-layered and multicultural. A former print and online editor from Venezuela, the birth of her daughter sparked her passion for being a birth advocate. With over 10 years of experience, Adriana is a certified advanced birth doula, postpartum educator, healthy sleep consultant, and best-selling author. Adriana is also the host of the Birthful podcast, where she talks to amazing, knowledgeable, and passionate birth professionals every week to help new and expectant parents inform their intuition. This is part of her quest to help expectant parents everywhere have truly rewarding pregnancy, birth, and postpartum experiences. Welcome, Adriana.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to be here today to talk about this because it's very dear to my heart.
Yes, me too. I am so excited. So I don't want to waste any time. I would love to just jump right in and let's talk about you for a second. What brought you to do this work, helping women and couples transition to new parenthood?
Yeah, so it goes back to a lot of doulas and birth workers come at the birth work this way. When I was pregnant, I didn't know anything about babies. I just was pregnant and was going to have a child. So I had my journalist hat on and went and read all the books and all the information and tried to absorb everything about my new state, right? And how to best prepare for it. And the more I read about the birth and the maternity system, the more I kind of really truly angry I got because the system itself, I realized it wasn't set up to help and support the moms, who are the ones doing the work. That moms needed a lot of support that they weren't getting. And then fast forward to my postpartum experience, which was even more difficult than my birth. My birth on paper was pretty good. It would compare really well to my birth plan. I had a non-medicated birth with a midwife at a hospital, which is what I wanted, but I didn't have a doula, which was ridiculous. I didn't know then. So then all these things came together for me to realize that, whoa, there is so much we can do and so much help that new moms and expectant moms need. And I just wanted to help one couple at a time, one mom at a time. And that's how I started being a birth doula. And as years went by, I added more and more certifications and more learning paths because it is a fascinating, at least to me, a fascinating topic and part of people's life of transformation. You get to be part of this witnessing and help and support through such enormous changes. And I think that's, we don't quite talk about that so much. So I'm really excited to sort of touch upon that today as well.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't mind me asking, can you share a little bit about what your postpartum experience was like with your daughter?
Yes. So you have to understand it's radically before and after the birth of my daughter, my life. I consider it that way. Before, I was a extremely type A, super successful, had my own companies, flying all over the world, very intense amount of work. And I think that extreme, I hate saying type A, but, wanting to control everything and have it be just so was really a hard mindset and background to have when meeting postpartum and not preparing for it. Because you kind of think, those statistics happen to other people, right? Not to me. I can deal with everything. I take on the world before breakfast.
Yes, yes, yes.
And oh my goodness, was it a wake-up call when I had my daughter and, you know, took her home. And I prepared really great for the birth, but I didn't really do much preparing for the after. And you'd figure, like, oh, how hard can it be, right? It's a baby, you take care of it. Nobody prepared me. To me, the hardest thing was feeling every day go by like I did nothing. Because I was used to checklists and tangible projects. And just like feeding a baby 8 to 12 times or changing 10 diapers, that wasn't quite the same.
Right, absolutely. I got to say, I did have those checklists because my son was in the NICU for so long. So by the time he came home to take care of him with all his medications and all his therapies and all his appointments, I had those checklists and I still felt like I wasn't doing enough.
Right. And then going back to your, as you were going through your checklist of like, babies don't sleep like a baby, showering is a luxury, you have to inhale your food, and the baby cries, I was nodding the whole time because, you know, you've seen, I have on my website a video that's called Why It's So Hard to Shower the First Weeks with Your Newborn. And it goes,
right.
Yeah, it specifically goes because it is so hard. And you think, like, how are you not being able to shower? That's 15 minutes.
Exactly.
But I break it down, the 24 hours. And what is your baby going to require from you? What does eating every 2 to 3 hours mean? And, you know, have you even realized that those 2 to 3 hours include the feeding in it? So it's actually less. So, you know, and that period of your baby needing being on that continuum of every 2 to 3 hours, day or night, can last at least 4 to 6 weeks, even 8 weeks, because babies do not have the ability to regulate. They don't have a circadian rhythm in place. So they don't have cyclical productions of cortisol, melatonin, or serotonin up until that 6 to 8 weeks. They do not know. Impossible for them to know between night and day. Right?
Right. Right. And a little note here for those of you who are in the NICU or who are at risk for delivering early for preemies, that can last longer than that.
Sure. Sure, because it's kind of gestational. So you're kind of gaining weeks in that preemie stage. It's still to 6 to 8 weeks after whatever that due date or gestation was.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what can moms expect after delivery, both physically and emotionally? You know, baby's born and baby comes home. What are some things that you want moms who are pregnant right now to know about what to expect?
In terms of what to expect physically for them personally, their bodies are going to go through changes that every cell in their being basically is going to change in that year after birth.
Oh, whoa. Okay, let's just repeat that for a second because that's huge. Every cell in your body is going to change for up to a year after your delivery.
Right. So right after you give birth, like, you know, I always say the topography changed because a baby came through your hips and out your vagina. So in that sense, even if you were to miraculously, the day after baby was born, be back to your pre-baby weight, the topography is different. Those bones were moved different. So you might not be able to get into your regular clothes.
Yes.
Ever again. They'll fit just a little strangely.
I am so glad that you said this because we have this really unrealistic idea that we're just going to bounce back and it'll all go to being exactly the way it was before. And you're so right. The topography has changed. Your body has changed. And even if you get back to your pre-pregnancy weight, your body's different. It will be different. I can speak to that personally for sure. Because I delivered so prematurely, my son was born at 24 weeks and 5 days. 2 weeks after delivery, I was back in my postpartum clothes because I was not pregnant long enough to gain that much weight. But they fit differently, which makes no sense because he was so tiny when he was born. At the time, I was like, what is going on? But this is why.
Yeah, you had all that relax and go through you during pregnancy, and afterwards it takes a few weeks for it to leave your body postpartum. So that's why like wraps are great, and those traditional cultures that kind of are looking to bring back those bones while they're still relaxing going through. And that's like a tangent. I don't want to go down too deep down that road because I am not so familiar with it, because it's not something that's in my culture, but that's the reasoning behind it, because you're still kind of pliable. Binding kind of brings you back to shape.
It's a great option for people to look into, especially if you're still pregnant, to talk to your doctor, talk to your doula, and get some information about that if that's something that's interesting to you.
Yeah, but even like wearing one of those belly bands can feel amazing after birth, because once the uterus shrinks down and the baby is out and the amniotic fluid is out and all of that, your belly feels a little deflated. Like you don't have that tightness and support that you had before.
Right.
So having just the band holding you can even, it's like a little hug that can be really helpful for those body discomforts.
That's fantastic. And how about emotionally? What do you see with your clients that a lot of new moms face once baby comes home?
Yeah, this is a huge, even more important than anything. But before we move on, there's one more thing that I want to make sure that moms know about the physical changes that we said up to 1 year. That, you know, a lot of changes happen right away, and you might have night sweats. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I remember these things, right? your hair is going to fall out starting around three or four a year. You're going to look hair out. You think you're out of the woods. And then why is my hair falling out?
You think you're going bald because of how much hair is falling off. I remember checking constantly, like, is there a bald spot? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's that drastic. Yes. So I just want to like give that, because I think that one's one that we tend to forget because it doesn't happen immediately. And it can be very shocking.
Yes, really.
So hormonally, things are changing so much. Like emotionally, it's even harder because your hormones are in flux right after baby is born. I always tell my clients day two or day three can be really hard,
right?
Because the British have, they call it the 72nd hour depression, because it's so precise.
Wow.
Where your hormones are toppling at the same time, then toppling to like premenopausal levels, right? And then your baby right around that time is wanting to eat nonstop because he or she is trying to signal your body to up the demand, up the supply of milk and have your milk come in. So instead of eating every 2 to 3 hours, they might be eating every 45 minutes. And you're thinking, I just fed you. It took 45 minutes to feed you. Like, how are you hungry again? If you gave birth at a hospital, you're probably being sent home at that same time. And then your milk's coming in and your breasts get really hard and engorged. And it's just a really tough, tough day.
Yeah, I am so glad that you said this. So moms are aware about 72 hours after birth, and it's going to feel insane, and that's completely normal.
And so realize that that is temporary, that that's not your new normal, that it's not going to be that hard, that baby will not be wanting to eat constantly after this, now that you're home, you know, that it's temporary. And I've had clients text me at that day three and go like, day three hit and it was really hard, but I had my good cry and I knew it was going to pass and it was great, right?
I love that. Oh, that is invaluable to go into a really difficult period knowing that it is temporary and really trusting that because you were prepared for it.
Right. It doesn't blindside you.
I love that. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yay. So that's like the immediate, right? First 3 days. And then in terms of those first few weeks, so much is happening emotionally. You know how when we're teenagers, we're like, oh, we're trying to find ourselves. And then hopefully sometime in our 20s, we might find ourselves. And by the time we have kids, we're probably pretty clear and defined on who we are and have done a lot of work on that. And then you have a baby and your identity is once again toppled.
So true.
So amongst this craziness of sleep deprivation, not being able to shower, having to care for a newborn 24 hours, not getting a break day or night, you also feel lost. What is your identity now as a mother? And what does that, and that title, right? You're yourself, mm-hmm. but you're a mother, when in your mind, mother was always your mother. And there's a lot of tumultuous thoughts that you may not have it be, you might not even be conscious about, that might just be bubbling in your head because you're sort of caught up in the minutiae of the immediate needs of your baby.
Sure.
And so then there's that. There's what I like to call a pregnancy hangover. During pregnancy, it was all about you. You were pretty much the queen, right? And there were, people would stand up, hopefully, and give you their seat. to that level of, you are pregnant, you are fantastic. After baby comes, it's all about baby. And not only are you not being considered very much, but it's kind of your responsibility to snap back and just be in on top of this baby. When in fact, you are recovering physically from 9 months being pregnant and having a childbirth, going through childbirth.
Right. And that's a really unrealistic expectation to have, either for yourself or for others to have of you, because pregnancy, childbirth, those are really serious, really huge events that happened in your life and to your body. And you need time. You need time and you need support to heal from all of that, even if everything went smoothly, perfectly, wonderfully.
Absolutely. You need to honor the recovery. And I don't think we give moms enough time to do that.
We don't.
And give her support to do that. And I don't think as moms, as women, we ourselves give us the time that we need, that self-care, to honor that recovery of what we've gone through. Because postpartum to me is this enormous dichotomy of conflicting extremes of extreme love and extreme despair, of like everything, all the feels are there together. And you have to have some grace with yourself to feel whatever you're feeling and set the situation up so you can have space to explore that. And I think the more you are able to explore what you're going through and do some introspection and sort of just even naming what you're going through, like, I'm really frustrated right now, or I'm, not loving my baby this second. That's okay. You will love your baby at some point. Like, it is okay. There's so much going on that be kind to yourself, I think, is one of the biggest suggestions that I always give clients.
Absolutely. And I think it speaks to what you were saying earlier about you having been a type A person before. I was the same way too. I'd like to say I'm not anymore, but I don't think that's quite so true. But it's, I think especially for those of us who really like to be in control, who like to, do things a certain way, we're very efficient in how we do things. And those of you who are listening might resonate with this too. When you have that baby, it's not in your control anymore. And there is very, very little in your day-to-day life that is on your terms, which right now might sound fine. Like, yeah, I'm okay with that. But because we've been trained to manage our days the way that we want, in the most efficient way that we believe, it's a huge shock once baby comes home to realize I can't do things the way that I used to, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, just day-to-day habits like showering. It's all, everything kind of, it feels like a jar of confetti has been thrown up and you're like, oh my God, now what do I do? And so I really, for those of you that are listening, I really want to emphasize what Adriana is saying, that give yourself that compassion and remove judgment from yourself about what this means about you, because it doesn't mean anything. And the reason we're talking about this is because we all go through it. No matter what type of woman, what type of mother you are, we all go through this. So remove that judgment and say, okay, this is hard right now. I'm feeling XYZ, whatever that is, and give yourself the space to feel it.
Yeah.
What tips do you have, maybe like your top two or three tips for new parents on what they can do to prepare during pregnancy for this transition so it's not so difficult?
Yes. So one is to slow down, because babies are on slower time.
Yes.
You have to slow down to avoid frustration. Then in terms of the things that you can control that you were speaking to, you can not control a lot with a newborn, but you can control how you show up.
Absolutely.
So that's huge. And then having realistic expectations, just like you prepare for birth, prepare for postpartum, like take postpartum course or fourth trimester course. And I know there's not many of those. I have one online starting up in May, but knowledge is power. So set that up in advance. Take one of the mental shifts that I find is really helpful for moms and for parents who are used to be on the go, is to consider these first 4 weeks as a very weird vacation. So stay with me here, follow me here. The thing is, we all know how to do vacation, right? During a vacation, we don't cook. We eat really great, though. We sleep in. We don't do laundry. We don't clean. We don't take work. We leave work at work. We probably have somebody take care of our pets or water the plants or do, you know. So, and we don't feel guilty about sitting and doing nothing all day and sleeping in and lounging. We love to discover new places. So think of this new place as your baby and as your new reality as a mom. So discover that. Like, if you go into it with that mindset of, I am just going to be in a really weird vacation, and set it up. Like, how are you going to get support from visitors? Don't make them visitors, make them helpers. How are they going to help you to support you in this weird vacation? Who's going to cook for you? Who's going to clean? Or are you double batching and freezing? Come up with a plan. There are many postpartum plans out there. I have one on my website as well, as free, so people can go there or just Google postpartum plans and sit down and make it a date night before baby comes, like right now if you're pregnant, and actually go through it. It might take a couple of sit downs to go through it because it's very involved. Good birth plans will have all considerations in terms of baby care and your own change and what you need as an individual and as a couple and in relation to the world, and setting up things like in a week, something you can have, say, Saturday night, I look forward to taking a walk by myself, and this is how I'm going to set it up so I can do it. Like, whatever it is you need, have those things in place, because otherwise, if you don't think about it, make sure you're on the same page and actually make it happen, baby is going to take up all that time.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I love your reframe of calling it a weird vacation, because you're right. We have experiences in our life when we do allow ourselves all of these cares. And so to reframe it like that is a really great way to remind yourself that you need that now too. It's not being selfish. It's not being weak. It's not being disorganized. This is what you need, the same way that that's what you need during a vacation. And I absolutely love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always say that birth has to be such an enormous physical event, because you need a physical representation of the enormous change that is happening inside you when you go from, you know, becoming a parent.
I love that. You're so right about that. You're so right. You know, motherhood just like pregnancy, is a phase of life that you have to prepare for. You have to prepare for it. And you have to put in the work ahead of time to set it up so that you are taken care of, so you can focus on your baby. Because that's really the most important, right? It's healing and focusing on your baby. But you've got to set up your life to be able to do that. And the more prepared that you are, the smoother this transition will be. And the more focused and involved you'll be on your baby, so you can enjoy this little life that you're creating right now. Adriana, what are your final words of hope for couples who are expecting a little one to join their family anytime now?
Words of hope is you can do this. Remember every step of the journey. It will change. It will get easier. And even though it seems like it's a very long time, I love the phrase of the longest, shortest time. Many, many things happen very quickly. But in the scheme of things of life, a couple of months is not that long. Things will improve and will get better for you.
Oh, that's fantastic and such a great reminder. Thank you. Where can people find you if they want to know more information about what you do or if they want to work with you?
Yeah, the easiest place is to go to birthful.com. That's with F-U-L, just one L, birthful.com. And also to listen to the Birthful podcast. Since they're listening to this, I'm guessing they're into podcasting. So.
And it's a fantastic podcast. I definitely recommend it. Thank you so much for being here. I could chat with you for hours about this, but I just so appreciate you taking the time to come and share a little bit of your expertise for our listeners who are gearing up to bring home a little baby soon.
Thank you for having me on and also for all the great work that you do.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. I am buzzing right now with how much amazing information she just shared. And we could talk about this for hours because this is a topic that we just don't talk about enough. You know, you hear so much about how to have a healthy pregnancy, and we talk about that a lot here too. But the postpartum period really is just as important to prepare for as your pregnancy is. And so getting ahead of it now, preparing for it now during pregnancy, is only going to set you up for success and happiness once the baby comes home. It's not something that happens just organically, that it all just kind of falls together. It takes planning and preparation, and I hope that's what you take away from today. I loved that she called the postpartum period a weird vacation, because that really is kind of what it is, right? And I really love the reframe that she made about how it needs to be okay to ask for help and to take a load off and to not be under so much pressure to do everything on your own, because that time is, number one, it's a time that's never going to come back. But number two, it's a time where you need to really focus on healing, and you need to focus on bonding with this baby and trying to make sense of what this new phase of life is. Neither you nor your baby has a blueprint on what it means to be together in a family. And so you need that time to focus on each other and figure that out while everybody else around you can take care of other things that you don't need to be doing yourself. Motherhood, just like pregnancy, it's a phase of life that you have to prepare for. And the more prepared you are for it, the smoother this transition is going to go into parenthood, and the more focused you can be on enjoying this little life that you're creating right now. And you deserve that. As Nita Ambani said so beautifully, motherhood is the most challenging as well as the utmost satisfying vocation in this world. The last thing that you need is a difficult postpartum experience, especially if you have gone through a high-risk pregnancy. So if you're pregnant now, take the time to focus on what's going to happen once baby comes home. Set up a plan. Be prepared for it. Prepare your partner and your loved ones and your friends and family. Because once this baby is home, you deserve to enjoy every second of this new life that you created. Thank you so much for joining me here today. If you want to know more about how to have a healthy pregnancy and help you set up for a healthy postpartum experience, or if you are already postpartum and you want to heal from the high-risk pregnancy and the traumatic birth that you've already been through, I would love to support you. So just schedule a consultation by visiting my website at barijatdeshpande.com, and I would love to chat with you about how I can help. I'd also really love to stay in touch, so follow me on Twitter and Instagram at parijatdesh, that's P-A-R-I-J-A-T-D-E-S-H. Follow me there and come by and say hello.